30 years ago, U2 was on the cusp of becoming arguably the biggest band in the world. They were on tour in support of their newest album, The Joshua Tree. The tour began in the Valley at ASU's Activity Center, now Wells Fargo Arena, and it ended here as well, in a much larger venue, Sun Devil Stadium. For some, the album epitomized U2's interpretation of what the United States was, and the Desert Southwest was part of that. And Arizona's political scene linked to the band as well. One of its better-known songs at the time of 1987 was Pride in the Name of Love, which was about Martin Luther King Jr. At that time, the state was in the midst of a national controversy caused by Governor Evan Meekum rescinding an executive order that created a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday in Arizona. And before one of their 1987 performances in the Valley, U2 announced it had donated to a Meekum impeachment fund. With me to talk about U2's history with the Valley is freelance music writer Jason P. Woodbury. Jason, the timing of U2 coming to Arizona is especially interesting. Were they on the cusp of international stardom at that point, but not quite there yet?
Yeah, so this was, really right before they exploded. It's probably when they were in the process of exploding. The Joshua Tree, I think, turned them into arguably the world's most well-known rock band, probably the biggest band in the world for a while.
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you.
So they started that tour in Tempe with two shows on April 2nd and April 4th. And then they concluded the tour back in Tempe again. And by this point, they had moved to Sun Devil Stadium.
So from 15,000 people to 70,000.
Yeah, and I was so... thinking about it as a story, few things can illustrate the kind of what happened over the course of that tour than that series of shows to start off where they did and end up where they did. The Joshua Tree is really a record about, I think, these four Irish guys' conception of America, their idea of America. And it was originally, when they were working on the record, they were going to call it The Two Americas. At first, that was the original title. And I think that they viewed it as there was this sort of divide between the mythic America and the real America. So I think that their attraction to Arizona is an interesting one. Arizona represents sort of the West as a concept for U2.
And it's not even just the West. It really feels like a desert motif, which you touch on in the piece too.
Yeah, I think they were, it wasn't recorded in the desert, but I think that they were trying to conjure up some of the same space of the desert. I think if you listen close enough, the guitarist, if you listen closely to his guitar stuff, you can hear some elements of, there's obviously some country and western, and then there's a little bit of kind of Duane Eddy twang. They were trying to evoke the desert, in a way with the Joshua Tree.
Now, one question that's not specifically about the Joshua Tree, but does play into Arizona a little bit. You mentioned April 4 being one of the dates, and that is a date that is very important to their song Pride,
right,
which talks about Martin Luther King. And, of course, Arizona had the fight over Martin Luther King Day, which you two got involved in.
They were thinking about America. They were thinking about America in kind of a grand sense. I think they were obsessed with the idea of America. And I think in their view and in the songs, I think he represents the idea of the best of America, sort of the most just, the most righteous idea of America. So when they showed up, we were in the midst of a really weird situation here where the governor, Evan Meekum, had canceled, Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a paid holiday. And a lot of bands, a lot of people boycotted Arizona. The Doobie Brothers.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder was a very vocal guy. And, Public Enemy, a couple years later, recorded By the Time I Get to Arizona, and they boycotted the state until 2006.
Wow.
So Public Enemy, so that's sort of the climate in which U2 arrives. These guys who've written songs about MLK and have expressed this fervent admiration for him. So they show up in the midst of all this. They did not cancel the tour here. Instead, they showed up. They announced via the promoter that they were going to donate money to Meekum's recall campaign to get him out of office, which it did. That happened.
Right.
That happened just over a year after they showed up. And I'm sure that you two would love it if we said that they were solely responsible for that. That's not the case. But yeah, so I mean, I think that they kind of showed up at this charged moment. And I think that they addressed that moment. I think they took it head on. And I think it was their way of showing up and saying, we're going to put our money where our mouths are, and we're going to kind of show up and own this controversy in a way.
Jason P. Woodbury is a freelance music writer here in the Valley. We've been talking about the Joshua Tree Tour. U2 is here in the Valley tonight. Jason, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.